1620 94.5 WTAW. Brazos County's Veteran Services Officer Pam Robertson began last June. She reported statistics to the County Commission about the activity in the Veteran Service Office since last October.
This report we started in October, and the reason why is even though I started in June, we weren't getting VA decisions and reports back until October. So therefore, that's why that we have that odd number. Right now, we have 1,528,936,000 veterans in Texas. 9,283 of those veterans live right here in Brazos County. For the last quarter, this office, or the Brazos County VSO office, saw 632 veterans. So far this year, from January to May 31st, we have seen 1,151 veterans, and that totals 1,783 veterans that have come to our office here in the county for services. Some we do Zoom calls with, over the phone, people that are disabled that can't come in, we do sometimes even go to their homes. So that was the total of all of those. And then it just carried to the next page.
And this is just specific to Brazos County?
Brazos County, mm-hmm. These are veterans that utilize the Brazos VSO office. We have filed, since October, 392 claims. We have 231, these are disability claims, 231 still open and 161 are closed. This is just a little chart we made to show that, you know, the veterans get rated for disabilities from 10% to 100%. They've also added 0%, but we didn't include those. So 16% of our veterans are at 10%. And if you go around the chart, we also have 16% at 100%. When our veterans come in and we file claims for them, and they are denied the claims, we then go back and appeal. So they kind of work their way around the chart. We're trying to get them up as high as we can and get them the benefits they deserve. We have filed 83 appeals that we've actually been to appeals court for, and we've won 82 appeals.
That's pretty
and
good
lost
odds.
One. Thank
That's
you.
Pretty good odds for,
thank you.
Thank you for improving those people's results.
Thank you. Burial benefits here in the county, we have filed 30 claims, and the beneficiaries have received $55,896. The monthly DIC, which is the pension that a widower would receive, or any other kind of compensation benefits from a veteran that passed, we've received $52,500 for those as well. So those are monthly payments coming in to these spouses or families. The veterans that utilize the VSO office alone, that does not include every veteran in the county because I have no way to capture those numbers, but the ones that have utilized our VSO office bring in $402,388.50 a month into this county. We have collected $1,272,060.71 in retroactive benefits.
Brazos County?
Yes, the ones that have utilized our office.
Okay,
and what the retro benefit is, if someone has filed for a claim, they were denied, we went back and appealed it, we asked for them to pay them all the way back to the original claim date. Okay, we always go back and ask for that. Mm-hmm. I always say all they can tell us is no, right?
You're listening to a report from Brazos County's Veteran Services Officer Pam Robertson to the Brazos County Commission about activity in the VSO since last October.
The Texas Veterans Commission did just put out a report, and it says that the VA has spent $38,977,000 on medical care for our veterans here in Brazos County. So that is the, we have community care. Because we live so far from Temple, our veterans have the right to ask for community care, which they send them to a local medical facility, and those are the payments that are being made out for those, and for the VA clinic and medications. We also have three urgent cares here in the county that our veterans are able to utilize as well at no cost to them. We have The total expenditure for the Brazos County that the VA has spent is $141,519,000. That's how much the VA pays out for our veterans in this community, and that includes everything. The monthly compensations, burial, education, you know, those types of things. This year, we are very proud to announced that we received a grant from Texas Veterans Commission. We received $10,000 to go towards helping veterans seek employment. And well, it's $5,000 for that, and then $5,000 for veterans to seek counseling. How we're going to use those grants, we're still ironing that out, but we're very proud of that.
Following the report, some additional comments from Pam Robertson, Brazos County's Veteran Services Officer and members of the Brazos County Commission.
And does anybody have any questions?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned those grants. I was gonna make sure you remembered that. Thank you for working with the county's grant writer to get those finished. And Pam, you just hit the ground running with this position. It really needed to be served the way you're serving it. And I'm just so proud of the job you're doing. And, you see the numbers on the screen there. It really hits. My gosh. And in the last part of last year, 632 people over 3 months.
Yes.
You've been busy.
Yeah. We're very busy, but we're honored.
Yeah.
We're honored.
I know you are, but we really appreciate the work you all are doing.
Well, thank you. Well, I couldn't do it alone. I have Ben, our assistant, Ben, and Katie is helping with the grant. And
sorry, who's Ben?
Ben Holmes. He's sitting back. He's hiding in the back. He's our assistant.
Thank you, Ben.
He's our gunny sergeant. He's a Marine. He answers the phones, deals with everyone coming in and out of the office, responds to emails. So I'm not alone. We have a good team going. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you. Excellent job.
Thank you so much.
You've come a long way
during
your time here.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I will tell you that when we were vetting who might be the next VSO, I had Tom Marty and Judge Langley helping in the interview process. Mm-hmm. You rose to the top. They both knew you from the volunteering and the things that you had been able to get for veterans as a volunteer, and you came with the highest credentials, and you proved it. You're
well,
great.
Thank
hire.
You so much.
Glad to have you on board.
You could work on that win average for the appeals. That'd be great. But other than that.
I just want to remind everybody, Friday's Flag Day. So we're going to be putting some flags out here. And also, it's the Army's 249th birthday this Friday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam.
Great report.
Yeah, I would suggest to you, when Pam got started here, almost 9 months ago?
In June, yes.
Not even a full year. Wow.
I could walk in and have an opportunity to visit with her. Hey, how are things going? What's going on? Now, if I want to do that, I need to schedule an appointment.
Yeah, yep. We see about...
So that says a lot.
Yep. About 10 to 15 veterans face-to-face daily. Yeah. So.
Comments from the Brazos County Commission meeting regarding an update on activity in the Brazos County Veterans Services Office since last October. This is 1620-945 WTAW.